An Easter Sunday Sermon by Reverend Richard A. Rem, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan on April 7, 1996, in the series The Will of God in Human Action, entitled You Need Never Be Afraid, God is For You. The scripture readings are Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 3, Romans 8, verses 28 through 39, and Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. The texts for the sermon are Matthew 28, verse 10, and Romans 8, verse 31. Copyright, Grand Valley State University.
It was a cold day in January, the first week of January, when I wrote the words for the Easter message, the theme and the text, You Need Never Be Afraid. How in the world does one do that? With the snow flying and the temperatures frigid, trying to think about Easter 4 months hence. But the words, you need never be afraid, somehow or other came to me. How does it happen? I don't know. Prayer, openness to the Spirit of God, the creative juices, the imagination, the Spirit of God touching the imagination. But to determine the Easter message, the highest and holiest day, the greatest celebration of the Christian year, that's always a critical matter. And this year it was, you need never be afraid. I suppose that when I come to determine the Easter text, it's after having struggled with that Lenten series, having immersed oneself again in the story of Jesus. Jesus, who sought to discern the will of God in order that he might live out the will of God in his human action. And if one immerses oneself in that story, then one plunges deeper and deeper into the darkness, the struggle to discern the will of God, which is not easy, and then the struggle to obey the vision, which is even more difficult, the struggle to be true, and the struggle finally breathing one's last to have lived according to the truth and the claim of God upon one's life. And one comes then at the end of that Lenten pilgrimage to Good Friday, and we marked the day here. The old wooden cross was draped with a black drape, and in a somber remembrance, we acknowledged the fact that Jesus died, that Jesus was crucified. And if one in one's thinking and planning has gone through that drama once again, then one knows that the next move is Easter, is light, is life. One knows that one will worship next to the sound of bells and the shouts of Alleluia. And then one must determine, what is it? What is it stripped down that dramatic transition would tell us? Well, this year at least, in the January chill, these are the words that came to me. You need never be afraid, for God is with you. For you see, Easter is not really so much about Jesus as it is about God. Easter is not about a human possibility. Easter is not about a human achievement. Easter is about God who raised Jesus from the dead. And so Easter is about the nature of God or the nature of reality. Easter is about that affirmation of the Christian church that at the heart and center of things is a God who is love, who is full of grace, whose mercy is new every morning. Easter is about God. The God when we have entered into the darkest night, will yet transform the darkness into light. For we have followed the story of Jesus, and we have seen him move through that darkness, a darkness that's reflected by the Apostle Paul, when after talking about his understanding of the drama of salvation, raises the question, what shall we say to these things? And to these things, he says, if God is for us, who can be against us? And then after a concise summary of the events of Jesus' life, the praise is drawn out from him, and he says, who can separate us from the love of Christ? And then he begins to think about all of the darkness that can stalk the steps of the human person. Persecution and famine and nakedness and peril and sword. And if there were another list, he would say that as well. In other words, Paul seeking to think through all of the potential peril and all of the disaster with which our lives are constantly being impinged upon. Looking at it all, he says, we shall never be separated from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Easter stripped down is not about Jesus. It is about God. It is about God whose love is so fundamental, so much at the center of everything, so much the core of reality, that no matter how deeply we plunge into the darkness, we shall never be separated from that eternal love. Paul says, what could possibly alter that? Heights or depths, the past or the future, things present, things to come, angels, principalities, powers? No, he says, there's nothing in all creation that can ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The message of Easter is simply this. You need never be afraid, because there is not one of you here this morning that will ever know the darkness as dark, or the suffering as intense, or the tragic wrongness more visible than was the case of Jesus. He died in fear and trembling, with a question of why on his lips, without a clue. Finally, simply saying, Father, into your hand I commend my spirit. If we have heard the story of Jesus, then we know that biblical faith is a faith that faces the worst possible scenario of the human experience. If we've been honest with biblical faith, then we know it's not some frivolous, frothy fable, some chirpy good news about happiness and great possibilities. If we have heard the gospel, we have followed Jesus to the point at which he dies. He is crucified. And you can write that large over human experience. But God raised him from the dead. God said no to the darkness. And the transformation from this cross draped in black to the marvelous display of all of the prodigality of nature's beauty, the ringing of the bells, the alleluias, the marvelous music of the morning, the transformation of this place and of our human spirits from Friday noon to Sunday morning is the experience of the God who makes out of the darkness light and out of death life. And so the message of Easter is you need never be afraid. It was a cold January morning when I wrote those words, trying to project myself into this moment. Little did I know on that January morning that on Maundy Thursday my phone would ring and one of you would call me and you would say, thank you. And I would say, thank you for what? And you would say, I just read Time magazine and I read Newsweek magazine. And I read all about the studies of the historical Jesus and all of the research done on the resurrection and whether it was or whether it wasn't. She said, I just wanted to call you to say thank you. Thank you for helping me to be able to read that and to understand what was going on, to have some background with which to receive that. And then she didn't know my text of the morning, but she said to me, we don't need to be afraid, do we? And I could have cried, because that's what my ministry is all about. That's what this church is all about. Enabling people to live and not be afraid. Enabling people with open eye and open heart to embrace the world. Enabling people to live without the fear of the next discovery, the next scientific breakthrough, the next time someone turns over a stone and discovers some kind of slug. It is about living fully without being afraid. There was a young Jewish girl, and an angel encountered her one day, and she was terrified. And he said, don't be afraid, Mary. And there were shepherds out on the hill watching their flock by night, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. And the angel said, do not be afraid. There were women who made their way to the tomb to anoint their broken dream. And an angel was there who said, do not be afraid. And they left that tomb, and there was the living one whose words to them, do not be afraid. You see, Jesus drank the cup to the dregs. Jesus plumbed the depths of darkness. My God, people, Jesus died alone in the dark, and God raised him up. And so the word of Easter is, you need never be afraid. You need not be afraid to live fully with open heart and open mind, plunging with zest into life. For God is the God of life. God is the God of love. And God is the God of grace and mercy. And there is no human experience that will ever separate you from the firm grasp of the love of God. You can live without fear. And you need never be afraid to die. Leaving here Good Friday, after the service, I went to the nursing home to my dear old friend Joe Janninga. And Joe is in the last days now. The day before, I said, "Joe, you're not afraid, are you?" He said, "I'm not afraid." So I came on Good Friday and took his hand and said, "Joe, it's Good Friday." And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Jesus died in the darkness." And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Joe, his last word was, 'Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. And I've come to give you that word, to commend you to the God of all mercy.'" And I put my hand on his fevered brow and prayed him into the presence of God, and that old head nodded yes. Because when you trust in God, you need never be afraid to live or to die. Thank God.